welcome to The Irishman, the nearly daily podcast where I watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons. Today is Thursday, February 4th. Well, I missed yesterday, didn't I? You know, I was going to put it up later in the day, and then I had to meet a deadline for work. You know how it goes. It's almost 5 o'clock on Thursday, which is far too late. But we're going to get it done anyway. I may have to go back to just lying to you about doing this every day and just do them in batches again. I don't know why I decided to do it this way this week. It's hard. You know what else is hard? Trying to figure out what the frig is happening in this stupid movie. Okay, so we're talking about Three Fingers, a guy named Three Fingers. Three Fingers was coming up in the Union, and Tony Pro, I think, had something to do with killing this guy, with this guy who looks like Jason Schwartzman in the back of this car, and then there's two goons. This is another one of those classic Scorsese mix-em-ups where we have jumped to a flashback of some sort illustrating whatever Robert De Niro is saying in the narration, which we know, I think, is somewhat suspect. Lilith and I think watched a min where what he was saying wasn't really matching up with reality or something like that. Actually, now that I'm talking about it, but that must have been months ago. Must have been months ago. So who can say for sure? I think we're at an hour and 17 minutes. That's pretty cool. which means there's still another 2 hours and 12 minutes to go. Great. Let's start the timer and get this next min out of the way right now.
Gastolino jazz because Three Fingers was coming up big in the Union.
Oh, he's killing the guy in the car. Oh, I see. The driver's in on it. That's why he's changing the radio. Salvatore Sally Bugs shot three times in the face. Oh, okay, that's who he mentioned in the voiceover. See, this is all making sense, just like I thought. Oh, and then we got a Fargo. He was so worried that he was going to beat him out that after he had Sally Bugs.
That way, there'd be no competition, not even from the
ground. Oh, he put him in a tree shredder. Oh, my goodness.
What are you going to do with a person like this? He's got a hand in everybody's pocket.
Okay, so now we're back in the hotel. And Jimmy is all upset. Now they're both in their PJs. That's nice. They got good PJs.
But all the time, it's drawing attention to us. You understand?
Strong attention to us, he says. Guys like that give the Unions a bad name. Okay, pretty good place to stop, I guess. Nice little, a good little ending there. Okay, so let's go back here for a second. We have this tree shredder scene is great. There's just big chunks of person meat heading out into the bushes there. And he said Tony Pro was so worried that this guy was going to beat him out, and there's like a shoe getting sucked into the machine, that after he had Sally Bug strangle the guy, he put him in the tree shredder. That way there'd be no competition even from beyond the grave. Okay. All right. So we've now very quickly been introduced to Tony Pro. Who had someone had this Jason Schwartzman looking motherfucker strangle another guy in the car and then put that guy's body in a tree shredder. Now we're back at Jimmy Hoffa and he's all upset about this guy, Tony Pro. We're just really bouncing around for people for Jimmy Hoffa to be upset with. You know, I wonder if you actually watched this at the speed it's meant to be watched, that this would seem like a collective issue that keeps happening over and over again. For me, it's spanned many months. And also, both of the guys got their good PJs on now. I like these PJs. I'd like a set. I asked Lilith for a set of nice PJs. So far, I don't believe they have arrived. Shame. I'll have to keep checking the mail. They must just not have gotten here yet. Because I asked them. I asked for them. Anyway, I don't really know what's going on here, you know, but I'm glad we got another day, another day under the belt. I'm falling apart today. Ooh, this one was a tough one. I didn't even crack 6 minutes. Ay, caramba. All right. God, we really need to have something happen in this movie soon. We need Anna Paquin. We need you now more than ever. Save us, Anna Paquin. The Anna Paquin light is being lit. The signal. God.